is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of suffering, and I brought some coal for supper. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Finally, kiss tonight. How I'll hate going out in the storm.
Ah, Miss Nancy Wilson, the incomparable.
Nate just ruined the song.
The incomparable Miss Nancy Wilson.
She says, all right, you squeeze tight, man. Oh,
come on, man.
Stay inside.
Hey, man, we got Chris Gardner on the phone from Houston, Texas. Archie Bell and the Drell's nephew. What's up, Chris?
That's right. That's right. How y'all doing? And that's no, a good call with Nancy Wilson.
Chris, that's right. That's right. Archie Bell and the Drell's, Houston, Texas. We're
going to
tighten it up. How you doing, Chris?
That's right. I mean, I know the song. I've heard the song played a lot, you know, the last few months. So, yeah.
Tighten up.
Tighten up. So, and some new songs, not new, but new to me that they used to do. I've heard lately, too, on the radio, which is kind of strange. But, yeah, how y'all doing, fellas?
I'm doing good, man. So, what is going on in Houston, man? You win a few, you lose a few. Who they play yesterday?
Memphis.
Who?
Memphis Grizzlies. Yep.
Oh, the and things are so tight out in the west of it, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, Rockets are finally back to 500, to 14-14, but they're only five games out of the top spot at 500.
Yeah.
Everybody losing. Everybody.
Even Golden State.
Everybody losing.
What was that game with the Lakers? Do you think that was they were just psyched and ready for that rematch Wednesday night?
Oh, no question. I mean, you know, James Harden gets extra hype to go against LeBron, and he put on a show with, 50 points.
He dropped 50, didn't he?
10 boards, 11 assists,
And nasty dunk he did on something.
But Chris, check this out, though. I saw an article where I guess the Lakers played one call with their hands behind their back because they're getting tired. Because they're getting tired. I'm being honest with you. As a fan watching the game, I said this to someone when he came in the league. He walks. Every time he make a layup, I don't care if a European, African step, European step, Chinese damn step, the brother walks.
He does.
Secondly, he puts the James Harden. He walks to the basket all damn time. He walks every day. And then, secondly, Chris, he pushes off with that right hand. He does, and they don't catch him with the push with the right hand. So when the Lakers said, we ain't playing, we're going to play D, because every time we touch this guy, you make a foul, you call a foul. What's up with that?
But, Nate, everything you said, stars get away with that. Stars been traveling in the NBA forever. Guys been pushing off forever. Guys now are holding on their drive to the hoop. They use their offhand to hold the defender's arm as they drive to the hoop. If the refs don't call it, it's not the player's fault.
Okay,
so I got to call the NBA ref, right?
Yeah. We got to call Jeff the ref, man, because he sure was calling traveling last night, man. That North Carolina game, man. He don't hesitate on making a call.
Yeah, but Chris,
that's probably why he's not in the NBA ref.
But no, it just seems to me, Chris, man. You're right. They let the little superstar guys get away. So I understand. I've watched basketball 50 years, so I get that. But to me, with James Harden, man. You touch this guy, and it's a foul. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
But and you talk about as the NBA calls it, his gather step on his step back three pointer. I've tweeted to the NBA officials about that. About this is a travel. They come back and respond and say, nope, it's not a travel, and they define it and tell you why it's not a travel. And I still say that's a travel.
Did they word it that was a part of his setup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They word him clearly and say, well, this is part of him taking his setup step, and he gathers the ball, and then he takes his two steps off out of travel. I'm like, okay.
But that's
travel. Okay. They don't never call, like he said, man. Superstars, they don't call at all. They never call it on Manu Ginobili. They not going to call it on him.
This whole
game is one of the faces of the league, man. So he's going to get away with a whole lot of stuff that rookies will never get away.
Okay, now, Chris, another question for you now. What are we going to do, Judge?
We're going to hit the quick interview with D'Antoni. Go ahead.
Okay, here you go.
We ended up 21 with
starts
at half, and I should have taken that about third. We had one home, but for whatever reason, we just knocked them down. Then they started making shots, and they got a little light. But, you know, anytime you can come in here and win, I'm not going to criticize too much.
Yeah, so D'Antoni, he said, you know, Chris, you hear what he said, knock
just
it down.
Get them win.
He just wanted to shoot. He don't care if the other team scored the way he's talking, man.
He looked like he just wanted to see a good game.
No, I remember when he was coaching in Phoenix, the whole offense was done in 7 seconds.
But Chris, though, honestly, they're back to 500. You think they're going to be able to kind of continue to kind of keep the winning ways going?
I think they will hover around 500. They have to make a deal, a trade to get better, to get where they want to be. It's got to be a top four seed in the West. To do that, they got to make a trade.
Is it time to go yet already, Rich? Because, Chris, I was going to tell you, I think right now, man, because the West is so stacked, they might not get out of the first round. They got to play somebody like the Thunder.
That's possible, yeah. But and if they stay and get to the eighth spot and play Golden State, no.
Okay, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, for coming on, man.